Hi, I'm Reggie. Welcome to Love University. I would like to introduce our favorite professor, Dr. Avila, psychologist, author, and speaker. Now here's Dr. Avila. Dr. Avila?
Reggie, I'm sleeping. You woke me up.
Oh, I'm sorry, but it's time for the show.
Okay. This is Dr. Avila, Love University, author, speaker, and psychologist. And today's topic, and we just introduced it a little bit, is how to have a great night's sleep. How to sleep like a baby. And hopefully you guys don't fall asleep at work like I almost did. And you learn basically, you know, the power of sleep. And sleep is an amazing thing. People that get great sleep often have excellent mental and physical health. Yet a lot of people complain that they don't get enough sleep. In fact, research shows that 1 in 3 people say they don't get enough sleep. How much is enough sleep? Well, sometimes people say, well, I get 4 hours of sleep because I'm very busy. In fact, some people even brag that, you know, I do so many things, I'm so creative, I don't need sleep. But research shows that we need between 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night as adults. Anything over 8 hours can be damaging to our health. Anything under 6 hours can also start to be damaging. So we need to really look at this thing called sleep. Now, years ago, I was at the spiritual center and I saw this person walk by me who had beautiful long black hair and they were dressed in some kind of interesting robe. And I wondered, I was very curious about that person. I didn't know if it was male or female. And then later on in a spiritual workshop, I actually had the privilege of sitting next to that person. And it turned out it was a young man, about 21 years of age, who was Native American and also an engineering student, very bright. And he said, you know, I live a very simple life. I make my own clothes. I grow my own vegetables. I live a very simple life. I'm an engineering student, Native American, and also have a spiritual path. And he was so contented and joyful in his speech, and his eyes shone very brightly. I was very curious, what is the secret to happiness, this young man that lives such a simple life? And I thought he'd tell me something about his spiritual practice or his faith belief system. But he said something very, at the time, almost shocking to me. He said, I'm happy because I get a good night's sleep every night. Every night I go to bed peaceful and contented, and I wake up the same way. And I don't have any nightmares. I don't have any problems that people have. I sleep beautifully. And that is my secret. So I started to think about that. That's very fascinating. I mean, usually most of us think, well, we eat, we sleep. You know, these are basic functions. But sleep has so many different benefits and things that are good for us if we do it well. First of all, when we sleep, we have better control over our weight. At night, we have less movement. So our brain kind of shuts down. But if we become restless at night, if we don't sleep, it activates the hunger mechanism, so we might actually be tempted to eat more as a result of not being able to sleep well. Another thing is that when we have good sleep, we live healthier and longer. We have less risk of heart attack, heart disease, less inflammation in our body, stronger immune system. And in fact, they found that people that sleep 2 hours less than the average, which is probably 4 to 5 hours a night, have double the risk of dying early. They have a higher mortality rate as a result of less sleep. Also, having good sleep can make you smarter. You retain better information better, your short-term memory is stronger. And also, you have better emotional health. One thing is we have something called the amygdala, which is the emotional center of our brain that deals with fear and anxiety. And that's less activated when we sleep. So we're able to be more objective when we wake up in the morning and figure out the problem. So sometimes we go to bed at night worrying about a problem, we gotta pay bills and something's going wrong. But then if we get a good night's sleep, we wake up and everything is not as bad as we thought. We have more perspective because our brain is calmed down in a sense. The other thing that's interesting is if you get a good night's sleep, you're better able to recognize people's facial expressions, according to research. So knowing when someone is mad or sad or disturbed and whatever it is can be a very helpful thing in terms of relationships, you know, being able to read people's cues, emotional cues. But if you don't sleep well, then you don't do that. So you might be more oblivious, like you don't know what people are really thinking or feeling as much. You can get yourself into some trouble at work or other relationships. The other thing that's good about sleep is that it makes you happier. People that get less sleep often have what's called major depression, which is a severe form of depression where you don't want to get out of bed. You don't want to do anything, you lose interest, you lose concentration, and even hope at some point, and it sometimes becomes suicidal. So sleep deprivation is often linked to depression and other psychological illnesses. And here's an interesting one. Sleep can actually make you a better lover or a more active lover. Your sex drive increases when you have better sleep. Research studies show that if you have 1 extra hour of sleep a night, you're going to have 14% higher likelihood of having sexual activity in the next day. And part of it is that if you don't get enough sleep, you have less testosterone. And testosterone for both male and female is what triggers a higher sex drive. So if you have lower testosterone and you have less sleep, you might have less sexual desire. And the other thing that's interesting is that it can work the other way around too. Having more sex can actually improve your sleep. Sex, as we know, has certain chemicals that are released or hormones that help people feel more relaxed and even sleepy. For, when you have the orgasm for a female, she releases oxytocin, which is kind of the love, what we call the love bonding hormone that makes you feel sleepy. For males, it's called prolactin, another hormone that actually makes males feel sleepy. So actually, it works both ways. So, you know, sleep can make you a better lover or more active, and then making love before sleeping can actually help you relax and sleep a little better. Now, let's talk about the ideals of how to sleep like a baby, because this is, babies sleep very nice, as we know. And many times as adults, we have what we call the monkey mind in the Eastern ways of thinking, which is that little chattering monkey in your head, right? That, you know, I got to do this tomorrow. I got to pay bills. I'm worried about my relationship, my job, my health. And many times these things come at night when you should be relaxing and falling asleep. You start to have this anxiety sometimes, all these overthinking things. So we need to learn how to relax that. And we're going to talk about some techniques for doing that. And the other thing that people worry about is when you wake up at night, you know, in the middle of the night. And in some ways, this is kind of a natural thing. People may not know this, that in ancient times, there was something called the divided sleep. So they would call it sleep stage one and sleep stage two. So maybe at midnight you wake up and you might have 20 minutes where you walk around and maybe get a little snack or talk to somebody or do something, and then you go back to sleep. And research shows that actually that's not a bad thing, that there's a very calming state of mind in between the two stages of sleep. So if you do wake up at night, instead of worrying about it or just lying in bed, you can get up and maybe get yourself a little snack or write something in a journal, maybe talk to someone that is in the house. And then what you might do is go to another part of the house, maybe on the couch, and lie there for a little bit until you get sleepy, and then go back to your bed. Sometimes that helps changing the environment a little bit. And not really worrying about that little wake up situation, consider that, you know, sometimes a normal part of the sleep stage. Now, how do we get better sleep? Well, the first thing is we need to learn how to schedule our sleep. Have more regular sleep and wake cycles. For example, you might go to bed at 10 o'clock at night or 11 o'clock, get up at 6 or 7 in the morning, and that's kind of your natural routine. And when you do that, your body gets accustomed to it. Your mind becomes accustomed to that particular sleeping style, and it's more natural for you. Now, if you stay up late at night, certain nights, that can interrupt your flow. The other thing is to make your bed comfortable. Now, nowadays, we have certain kind of mattresses that have a cooling effect. It kind of cools down your body. Something called memory foam that actually conforms to your body and can make you feel more comfortable. So finding a good bed is an important aspect of that. Exercise is important too. And exercise can stimulate positive hormones and also chemicals in your brain. But you want to do it early enough. If you do it too late at night, close to your bedtime, you might be overstimulated. So it might be hard to get to bed or to sleep as a result. Relieving stress. Now, many times stress is what interferes with sleep. You know, this tightened feeling, the nervousness, worry about certain things in life. So you want to figure out what for you is a way for you to relax or relieve stress before you go to sleep. For some people, it's meditation. You know, sitting quietly, listening to music, letting yourself zone out, getting a massage, taking a walk around the neighborhood, hot tub, nice shower or bath, reading, or even listening to music, you know, some kind of soothing, quiet, relaxing music, whatever it is you like, maybe classical, or some people like country, or even rock for some people is good, or hip hop. Also, nowadays, it's interesting, they have applications, apps for sleeping that can track your sleep cycles. And actually, they have what are called progressive alarms. So they actually wake you up slowly and gradually. Instead of that, you know, the alarm clock that used to go bzzz, you actually hear maybe a little soft music and a little light, soft light, and then it goes off. And then a little bit later, some more music and another soft light. So it's a gradual, gentle way to wake up. So you don't have to jar yourself too quickly when you wake up in the morning. As we mentioned, you know, sleep and sex. I mean, if you do have a love partner, you can make love perhaps before the night, before you sleep. And you release endorphins and other brain chemicals, as we mentioned, hormones that can help you be, get in that calm kind of sleepy state. Now, one of my favorites is what I call guided imagination, or basically putting yourself in a beautiful place psychologically and mentally so that you can learn how to relax. And Reggie, let me ask you a question. How's your sleep usually?
It depends. Like half the week, it'll be I'm a tough, unpleasant. And the rest, it'll be like It'll be like a dream.
Okay, like a dream. By the way, Reggie's my engineer here. And what I want to give you, Reggie, and also our listeners today is a little exercise where we can actually put ourselves in a different mindset. This is called imagination. So I want you now, Reggie, to lean back a little bit. You're yawning there. I can see you're already falling asleep. Close your eyes, Reggie, and everyone here listening to this. I want you to imagine that you're in a very beautiful place. It could be a mountain, a lake, a river. It could be a desert. It could be a place you've been to, maybe a place you've never been to. And this is a place that you consider very peaceful, very relaxing, very calming. Reggie, where are you right now? Where is this place?
It's a street down where from where I live. It's a busy street during the day, but like one time I had to walk home, and it was around like 1 or 2 in the morning, and it was just empty and just peaceful. It was just so weird. It was a Friday night too, so that really struck me how
peaceful. All right, okay, good. All right, so I'll tell you what. Take me to a different place, somewhere in the country, maybe somewhere far away from the city. That we can use. What will be a good place?
Maybe like a kind of like a plains, you know, kind of maybe like in the Midwest, maybe.
Okay. What colors do you see there? What are the colors in this place?
Oranges, maybe.
Okay. Take a deep breath. Inhale through your nose. Exhale through your mouth. What are the sounds that you hear in this place? What does it sound like?
Birds chirping. Maybe the wind.
Okay. What are the smells that you have? What do you smell in this place?
Very earthy smells. Like, I don't even know what, but it's like very, like, when you're out countryside.
Okay. Are you alone or with anyone?
I figured alone, yeah.
Okay. And what is your emotional feeling? How do you feel emotionally in this place right now?
Calm. Very calm.
Okay. So visualize that you are in this beautiful plains with the colors and the sounds and everything else, and you're kind of gradually kind of lying there somewhere and getting a little sleepier and really feeling very comfortable and secure, very cozy. And take a deep breath as you're there. And now gradually open your eyes and wake up. And here we are in the studio. You fall asleep there, Reggie?
I guess I did.
Okay, almost snoring a little bit.
Yeah.
And this is a great exercise to practice. Some people refer to it as self-hypnosis or meditation, but really you don't have to put a label on it. You just consider it an exercise in relaxed imagination. And you can imagine that you're there with a loved one. It could be a child. It could be an animal, dog, cat, or other animal, a love partner, or maybe even by yourself. And when you're there, the idea is to really feel that serenity and that peace and even that happiness, that happy feeling that comes when you're in the place you want to be. So sleep can be a tremendous antidote for many problems. Because many times in our society, we're rushing around, you know, we're driving fast, we're worrying about a lot of things, we're on the technology, internet, and it's hard for us to really get to that point of what we call equilibrium, that balance. And by the way, another important tip for sleeping is to turn off your devices 1 hour before you sleep. That means your cell phone, your tablet, your internet, because research shows that there is a blue light that's emitted, a shortwave light, that actually is similar to sunshine in terms of the way the brain interprets it. So your brain might actually think you're awake. It's sunlight when it's really not. So those blue lights can interfere with your sleep. So you want to turn off all your devices. And also many times people get on the internet and they get some exciting TV show they're watching or some other game, and they get stimulated and their mind keeps getting into that. I guess if you watch a horror movie, that could be the same thing, or some kind of dramatic thing. So it may interfere with your sleep. So it may even be a good idea to, you know, go the old-fashioned way. If you like to read, maybe read a book or read a little bit of something, or maybe on your tablet, you know, in a low way. So there's some way that you kind of want to get to that point where you're kind of in a calm state and your mind is calm, because many times it's that little monkey mind that interferes with us. So without further ado, I'm going to let you guys practice this exercise this week. I want you to take 10 to 15 minutes a night to sit there quietly or lie down and imagine that you're in a beautiful place. Imagine the sights, the sounds, the tastes of the place. And just let yourself kind of feel that relaxed state of mind, and then go drift off into sleep and have a wonderful sleep. So this is Love University. If you guys want to reach us, we have our email, which is lovetype4u@AOL.com. That's L-O-V-E-T-Y-P-E-4-U VETYPE, the number 4, letter U at AOL. Our website is loveuniversity.love. We have our blog and other interesting materials. You can also call us at 310-226-8090. We're really enjoying having some guests on the show, and we've had some fascinating guests. If anyone wants to be a guest on the show, if you have a real-world problem, a story, maybe you're having a relationship problem, your marriage is crumbling, you're having issues with financial things as well, your career, your self-esteem. Because Love University is more than just talking about relationships. It's talking about your inner relationship with yourself, your self-esteem, your confidence, your ability to do what you want to do in life, and also related to other people and even a higher source if you believe in something higher than you, whether you call it God or higher power. So all these things connect with this thing we call love, this loving energy that's very powerful. So until next time, this is Dr. Alex Avila with Love University. Put away your books, your backpacks, and your pens, and we'll see you next week.